You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
So with the government having implemented funding for paid apprenticeships in trades, there have been a significant increase in the number of apprentices. There has been an overall 50% increase in the number of apprentices and the doubling in the number of women going into apprenticeships. To understand more about this, I talked to the interim chief executive of BCITO that has lots to do with building and trading, Greg Durkin, and started off by asking about the impact of the scheme on the industry.
Oh, really, really significant, James. It's amazing. The construction industry, and this should be no surprise to anyone, that there's an immense amount of pressure on the building industry at the moment as people really looking towards investing in housing and also trying to meet the skill shortage and housing shortages that we've got, and we've had those for some time. And employers have really struggled to be able to make apprenticeship training pay for a long time, simply because the costs of training an apprentice in the first couple of years can be quite significant. So the support from government has really come in at just the right time in terms of making sure that some of those barriers, particularly to small employers, are taken away. So there's a combination of things. There's plenty of work, there's plenty of opportunities. BCITO has been promoting trade apprenticeships for some time now, and with the support, employers can see their way to getting over that initial hurdle of the year to 18 months.
Okay, so will this increase in apprentices solve our housing problem, or is there too many other factors at play that it won't have the complete impact?
Yeah, I think it's part of the solution. I think that, and you know, you're probably asking me questions outside of my area of expertise, but I do know that land supply is a key part of that problem, and I think that part of the housing problem is within certain areas of Aotearoa. You're based in Auckland, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sure. So in and around Auckland, considerable pressure in the housing market at the moment. So this can only be a good thing. So a part of the problem is the availability of people with the right skills. As we say in the BCITO, right skills, you know, right place, right time. And this is certainly part that goes quite a long way to solving that.
So looking at the increase in apprentices, are we seeing more people, say, coming out of high school or maybe coming out of university, or are we seeing a wider range of people taking up these apprenticeship opportunities?
It's a bit of a mixed bag, actually, and it's always been that way. I think that traditionally people thought that apprenticeships were for people who came straight out of school and straight into an apprenticeship, and we still see that. There's still a good number of people who, while at school, have identified that a trade is where they want to go and that's where they head. However, there is also significant numbers of people coming from other industries, whether that be industries that are affected by COVID or they're simply wanting a change in their lives. We do have people who have been enrolled in other types of tertiary study, whether that be Wānanga, Polytechnic or University, who say, look, we want to change. Or people who see that as complementary to work that they have already done. So it's not unusual to have people who have done possibly a business degree or maybe a quality surveying degree or engineering, maybe want to also have a trade qualification. So that's not unusual as well.
And how has the influx of apprentices changed how businesses are running?
The majority of our businesses, it's well over 90%, have five staff or less. So they are mum and pop firms. And that's still the large engine room. It's the engine room of New Zealand business anyway. But it's certainly the engine room of construction. So the support, yeah, that means a lot. If you are taking on one staff member, if you're a firm of three or four, taking on one staff member is a big deal. So having that support and having that assurance in those first in that first period of time is massive.
And we've also seen that with this influx of apprentices, we've seen a doubling in the number of women entering into this area. What importance does this have?
Oh, it is very important, and it's important at a number of levels. It's certainly important for women who are choosing to come into the trades, and they're finding that there is certainly a lot of opportunities for them. Our employers are also very switched on to making sure that they can provide opportunities for women in the workplace. That's, you know, if you think about the broader employment landscape, that's, you know, construction's actually quite unique in that it's been largely a male-orientated industry for a long time, and that needs to change. And our employers know that, and they've got a clear understanding of how to, you know, what to do. Now, how they achieve that is the interesting part, because I think there's two things. One, those careers in construction have to be, women have to have a clear line of sight of those. They have to see those as an opportunity. You can't be what you can't see. And so women, we're doing a lot of work in promoting careers in construction for women, and that certainly helps increase those numbers. But at the other end, our employers have to have their hearts and their minds open to receiving women into those roles. And we're seeing a significant number of employers that are certainly up for that.
Going into the future, this scheme has been brought in as sort of a response to COVID and our housing crisis across the country. And as the availability of these free apprenticeships expires, do you think we could see a dip in the number of people who go into apprenticeships, or potentially steps back in the perception of vocational education?
Well, I think that there's always opportunities for stimulus across the marketplace, and governments put their emphasis in different places at different times. So at the moment, the stimulus is in the right place at the right time. In the future, that will, you know, and I think this is a question for the government about what their priorities are. I would have to say, in the long term, I think that we need to be doing quite a bit more to encourage people to be taking up a range of vocations, and we could probably do more right across our society in terms of making sure that people have clear line of sight of occupations and areas that they want to go in. Will that ebb and flow with the construction industry? Yes, of course it will. Like any industry, we go through cycles, and the levels of employment, and align with that, the levels of industry training and apprentice training will align with that as well.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.